This is the Game Addict Hotline for February 4th, 2006, episode 20.
Hey, paisanos, it's the
Game Addict Hotline.
Welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. So glad you could be here today. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for this week. Well, I want to go ahead and first off tell you that the game conference here in Seattle is today. I hope you guys are listening to this podcast on the way to the conference, or that I will be able to meet you guys over at the conference. It was only $45 online, but if you're going down there right now, it's $65 at the or $60 at the door. Would love to see you down there. You get to learn a little bit about video gaming and get to see all the new developers in the area and all of the other game developers. So anyway, I also want to go ahead and thank Rob from Podcast 411 for giving us a little plug on his show, and also playing my rant about suggestions and comments for your shows. So I want to go ahead and give him a thank you. It's great because I actually was on the Distorted View episode, which is one of my favorite shows. But that's enough for site news. Let's go ahead and let's get to our video game news. PS3 developer is fired for negative interview. Artist John Robinson was fired from Sony this week over negative comments about the company's new system, the PS3. In an article at PS3Week.com, Josh commented on the PS3 by stating, "I started off very excited about PS3. I was very confident that I was going to destroy the Xbox 360 just on the name Sony alone. The more time that goes by, the more I'm becoming doubtful. Everything I've developed or seen developed has yet to be next-gen." Josh has no ill will towards the CEO and VP of Sony, and was shocked that they were fired him over his comments. He is now currently working on a book on the drawing program 3D Studio Max 8.0. Our next news story, World of Warcraft getting heat over gay players. A large debate has stemmed over World of Warcraft banning the promotion of gay and lesbian-friendly guilds. Apparently, there is a rule stating that it's violated their harassment policy. Blizzard is worried that people may harass the players for being part of certain guilds. Well, Lambada Legal, the country's oldest and largest legal group dedicating to protection of gays and lesbian civil rights, is studying the problem and may press charges against Blizzard. I don't think this is going to be the last we'll hear from this story, so please stay tuned to the Game Act Hotline for developing news. Our next news story, Star Force makers threaten popular blog over comments. You expect Jack Thompson to be threatening someone over their comments, but it seems that the makers of the software, Star Force, wants to join the game. Star Force has been commented as an anti-copying malware software that has been placed in many PC games. The bigger problem reported on BoingBoing.net is that the software has a bug that may make your CD or DVD player unusable. Well, Star Force just recently sent an email to the people at Boing Boing stating that they will be considered legal actions if the post is not deleted. CNET also received a letter after they released a critical article over Star Force. Our final news story, Duke Nukem Forever may finally leave the world of vaporware. Duke Nukem Forever maker 3D Realms announced this week at 1UP.com that they are very close to completing the new Duke Nukem game. "There's a lot that's finished. All the guns are finished. Most of the creatures are finished. We're just basically pulling it all together and trying to make it fun," says co-founder George Boussard. "You may expect the release of this game sometime this year." Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top rentals at Gamefly.com. Number 3, Peter Jackson's King Kong. Number 2, 25 to Life. And our number one top-rented game at Gamefly.com last week was Dead or Alive 4. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at top games for the UK. Number 5, Pro Evolution Soccer 5. Number 4, The Sims 2. Number 3, Peter Jackson's King Kong. Number 2, Need for Speed Most Wanted. And the number 1 top game for the UK last week, Dead or Alive 4. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top games from Australia. Number 5, Ricky Ponting International Cricket 2005. Number 4, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories. Number 3, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2006. Number 2, Buzz The Music Quiz Bundle. And the number 1 top game for Australia last week, Need for Speed Most Wanted. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our game releases this week. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. But for the Xbox and PS2, World Soccer Winning 11-9 by Konami. Arena Football by EA Sports. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. But for the PS2, Tales of Legendia by Namco. Let's Ride Silver Buckle Stables by THQ. For the GameCube, Chibi Robo by Nintendo. For the PSP, World Soccer Winning 11-9 by Konami. Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max by Capcom. For the DS, Finding Nemo Escape to the Big Blue by THQ. The Rub Rabbits by Sega. For the Game Boy Advance, Drill Dozer by Nintendo. For the PC, LA Rush by Midway. World Soccer Winning 11-9 by Konami. World War II Tank Commander by Mercom. Midway Arcade Treasure Deluxe Edition by Midway. And our top game for this week, Command & Conquer The First Decade by EA Games. This is going to have all of the Command & Conquers in the last 10 years. So for this bundle, you'll be getting a lot of play action. So that's why we called it our game of the week for this week. Alright, let's go ahead and let's take a commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, "That last level stinks"? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. Please visit us at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. You could visit us at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Let's go ahead and let's get to our game trivia. Our first category is Sonic the Hedgehog characters. Okay, number one. This character came up after the third game, and bullies can make a sandwich out of his name. Number 2. This fox came up in the second Sonic game, and let two players fight to get to the finish first. Number 3. This boss also came up with his own puzzle game, and has a PhD in pain. Okay, let's go to our next category, slogans. What I'm going to do is I'm going to name you the slogan. You're going to have to tell me what system it's for. Here we go. Number 1. Now you're playing with power. Number 2. It does what Nintendo don't. And number 3. Do the math. Okay, let's go ahead and get to our final game category, Reverse NES Game Music. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some music for an NES game in reverse. What I want you to do is tell me, what game is it? Here we go, number one. Number two. Number three. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. You know, there was a glitch I found on Xbox Live this week. Kotaku found a player named Dondums, who has had an unheard-of game score. What's weird is that he only has 14 out of 50 points in Condemned. What I want to know is, what is his game score? Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey! We're going to roll outside! Wanna come?
I can't. I'm watching carpet.
Ow, but there's portable carpet.
You've got to be kidding.
Hey, have you ever heard of Dust Bowl Kid?
Not really.
Well then, believe me, when I tell you there's carpet, you can watch outside.
PSP, it's like carpet. You can watch outside.
Hey gang, my name is Zen and I am host of The Zen Show. I'm coming to you from Newcastle, Washington, on the east side of the greater Seattle area, and have I got a show for you. 3 times a week I take you through things I find of interest, maybe some sound scenes or interviews recorded from my Treo, and of course, hits and favorites from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my half-hour show is available for download. You'll never know what'll be involved in each episode. Sometimes it's local news or comedy or just a rant. If you want to leave some feedback, you can send in an email at xen.show@gmail.com. We also have an audio comment line at 206-350-1337. So subscribe to my feed by visiting my website, www.xenshow.net, and add my feed to your aggregator, or just direct download from the link at the bottom of each episode's show notes. Until next time, if you can't be good, be careful, or at least don't get caught. We'll see you next episode.
And we are back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's look at our video game trivia for this week. Our first category was Sonic the Hedgehog characters. Number one, this character came up after the third game, and bullies can make sandwiches out of his name. The answer to that was, what is Knuckles? Number two, this fox came up in the second Sonic game, and let two players fight to get to the finish first. And the answer is, who is Tails? And our final question, this boss also came up with his own puzzle game and has a PhD in pain. And the answer is, who is Dr. Robotnik? Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at slogans. The first one, now you're playing with power, was for the NES. Number two, it does what Nintendo don't. And the answer to that was, what is the Sega Genesis? Our final slogan, do the math. That was for the Atari Jaguar. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our reverse NES game music. The first one I played was, what is Super Mario Brothers? The second one we have is, what is Bubble Bobble? And our final NES game music was The Legend of Zelda. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. You know, there was a glitch found on Xbox Live this week, and Kotaku found it and had it on their website. What I wanted to know was, what was the game score for Dondums? And the answer is, what is 4,916,919 points? I hope you guys got that one. Well, that's it for this week. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the show, we'd love to hear from you. Just email us at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. You can also visit us at www.gameaddicthotline.com to place comments at our blog. And if you ever want to go ahead and get us to the top of Podcast Alley or become a friend with Podcast Pickle or subscribe to us at Yahoo Podcasts, you can surely do that for us. We'd love and appreciate to hear from you. And we'd love to appreciate to see you guys coming here every week. But that's it for this week. So go ahead and turn your video games back up and have a good week.